This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi OK. Have a listen to this. See if you can work out.
The California mystique with the surfing, they had it all. And I decided, yeah, maybe we could try that here. Bought a surfboard, and it was like all hell broke loose.
Well, he's a surfer. I got that.
Surfer from Buffalo, New York. One of the thousand or so who ride the barrels and head the high waves of the Great Lakes. Midwest surfers are cheering this week because of a change to a city ordinance in Chicago. And that means that people can take their boards into the Windy City's many beaches. So joining me now to talk about this news and just what the Great Lakes surfing is all about is Vince Dewar. He's the co-chair of the Great Lakes chapters of the Surf Rider Foundation.
Surf Rider Foundation.
Good morning there, Vince.
Good morning.
So for those of us who've never thought of taking a surfboard to Chicago, what's it like surfing the Great Lakes?
Well, it's a little bit unpredictable. You know, you have to be dedicated. It takes time, commitment, and, you know, it's not like surfing in Hawaii where the temperatures are warm all year round and we can enjoy the warm water. It does take some commitment.
Because it's freezing cold.
Often.
And the waves are smaller.
Yes.
And, Vince, you're in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now, where I went to high school?
Yes, you are. Yes, I am.
Vince, there is no place to surf in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, actually, I'm working in Grand Rapids right now, but I'm from Grand Haven. If you're from Grand Rapids, you know about that town. And we get waves. We get waves every month of the year. I mean, until the ice locks it up and the breaks away again. We surf every month of the year. We surf anywhere from 5 to 6 times a month, maybe more. Just depends on the particular month. June is a pretty flat month, however.
Vince, so there may be some technical challenges for getting out and surfing in Chicago, but there were some legal ones as well. What happened before now?
Well, basically, years ago, there was an incident with a flotation device, basically just rafts, swim rafts, and where there were some swimmers that got in trouble. Since that time, the city took kind of a really strong stance on banning all flotation devices, including surfboards.
So there's a documentary that you made. It's called Unsorted, A Great Lakes Experience. I'm just going to play you a little bit of a clip from here. This is David Van Der Veen talking about the surfing experience.
You know, most people told us we were crazy. They were saying, what are you doing? You can't surf on the lake. You know, there's obviously waves out there. We're obviously surfing. In fact, most of the time we'd be coming back dripping wet. And some guy would say, hey, you can't surf on Lake Michigan.
So now, technically, you can. Legally, you can. What difference is this going to make to surfers?
Well, this makes the difference for my good friends who live in the city limits of Chicago. It means, you know, saving an hour drive, maybe a half hour out of town and a half hour back in. It means saving money on tolls. It gives them some pride to surf in their city without looking over their shoulder, wondering if they're going to be ticketed and fined $500.
Where else can you surf in the Midwest?
You can surf on every lake. As you heard from my good friend and elder statesman, Don Henderson, he surfed in Buffalo, New York, since the late 50s. People have been surfing Lake Michigan since the late 50s, early 60s. But every lake has surfers on it. Lake Ontario, Toronto has a small surf scene. There are like surf groups along every lake, but we're just a smaller group. You'd say that we were dwarfed by the hunting and fishing groups,
wonderful,
to be sure.
Vince Dewar, thank you for joining us this morning, co-chair of the Great Lakes chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation.